This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
You're listening to a Joycast from GLBTIQ community radio station, Joy 94.9.
On Joy 94.9, you are with sex life therapist, Dr. Christopher Fox.
That's right, you are on Hide and Seek with Avi and James and our tame sex therapist, Dr. Christopher Fox.
Good evening, gentlemen.
Good evening. How have you been?
I've been good. That's getting good. Over a bit of a cold, but I've been well.
Well, it is definitely getting colder.
It is getting colder.
It's that time of year where you need to find someone to...
I was going to ask, is it the Southern Hibernation flu?
Oh.
No, I went home to visit me mum.
Oh, did you miss all of the hibernation?
Missed everything.
Oh, no.
And I got a cold. My poor mother, who's 81 and walks with a walking frame, had to get food ready for me and set tables.
Bless.
Poor old thing.
Lord, the world is ending when you get ill kind of
no,
man?
No, I just went back to bed and mum decided she wanted lunch, so she got lunch ready and set the table and came woke me up. It was like, oh, mum, you shouldn't have done that, you poor old thing. I could have done that. You're sick, dear. It's all right, she said.
Oh, bless.
Anyway,
I'm now hungry.
if mum could bring in the chicken soup at any time now,
she'd follow you around. Now, tonight we are speaking about big life decisions because next hour we have a couple who are going through IVF.
Mm-hmm. Very large decision.
So that is quite a large decision.
And we wanted to not necessarily talk about IVF in particular, but, you know, Andrew the Apprentice is currently gallivanting around Northern Western Australia, and he might come back and decide he's going to go down the mine. I doubt it.
Doubt it.
You know, look, I'm told miners make a lot of money, so I could I could become a lady of leisure. I could do charity. I could do lunches. But how does one start that? What is the process if somebody gets offered a job in Port Hedland or Broome or Karratha or Hobart?
Hobart.
That is a major decision.
You know, Vienna or Berlin.
Yeah, absolutely.
Now we're talking.
Somewhere where we all want to be. I'd like to think that maybe the conversation started before the job offer came up. Admittedly, we may visit somewhere and somebody may offer us a job on the spot. Mm. However, I think the conversation actually needs to start, hey, have you ever thought about, and start the conversation before we begin applying for jobs.
Yeah.
So, you know, I think it's really important. Again, it comes back to this concept of communication.
It's interesting that you bring that up because when in my last relationship, which was like 3 years ago, plus, I started dating a guy who was looking at going to move somewhere else because, you know, he was sick of living here, wanted to go somewhere else. And so he was already applying for jobs elsewhere. Anyway, didn't expect anything to happen, but things did happen. 3-4 months down the track, realized still applying for jobs elsewhere. And so I brought it up, saying...
And?
Well, then we broke up.
And then you broke up.
Yeah.
Yet you went into the relationship knowing that he was applying for jobs. Mm. When did the conversation occur that he shouldn't or you didn't want him to be applying for jobs? Did any further conversation happen?
When I brought it up a couple of months down the track, when I realised that he was still applying for jobs, that's when I was like, well, what's going on? Like, I didn't realise you were still applying for jobs, you know, overseas and interstate.
So my response would have been, why wouldn't I still be applying for jobs overseas or interstate?
Mm.
So again, it's about the communication. Yeah. There was an assumption made on your part that, you know, maybe he'd stop applying for jobs, yet the conversation never occurred to whether that was going to happen or not.
Yeah.
And so I think it's really important that, you know, if we want to make life decisions, we have to start the conversation saying, hey, you know, I've thought maybe I'd like to do this. this. What's your opinion? Mm. I mean, it can be a make and break deal in some cases, but, you know, it's about the relationship and about communicating what your desires are.
Yeah, yeah.
I wanted to also bring up the one which is theoretical still in this country, because, of course, we're not legally allowed to get married yet. Mm-hmm. But some people might have dual passports. Some people might be in love with British people. It's been known to happen. The marriage equality, getting married thing. Now, that's an interesting one, because I'm ambivalent about getting married. Mm-hmm. My parents are still married. They got married when they were in their teens. They've been married, will have been married 45 years in January, and they've only ever slept with each other, which is a bit I find remarkable.
Yeah.
And slightly disappointing, quite frankly.
Fair enough.
But some of us do have straight parents. I don't mean straight as a heterosexual. I just mean, God, they live boring lives.
Yes. but I have great role models for marriage, if you like. Yeah. And the idea for marriage for me is appealing in this sort of nebulous sense. My partner at the moment, not that big into marriage. Mm-hmm. How does one go down that particular conversation, for example?
I think, again, it's actually just opening the conversation. And it's also about, you know, my partner and I have talked about it, not talked about it, agreed to it, not agreed to it. I call him Mr. Sheffield. You know, one night we went out to dinner and he offered to marry me, and now he has no recollection of it. And we weren't drunk at the time, Adrian. Now the whole of Melbourne knows you're a Mr. Sheffield. Uh-huh. But I think, again, this is one of those really big things. And I think conversations earlier in the relationship, so when we first meet our partner, particularly now, around the idea of marriage or not marriage, would be one of those sort of sounding board conversations that maybe people would have. I don't know. Mm. So, again, you know, chances are hopefully people may have some idea of where their partner sits. But then if this is something really important to one person, they may need to consider, when they meet someone, saying, hey, where do you sit on marriage?
Yeah, yeah.
I'm not necessarily overly into marriage, but I'm not totally against it either. My big position is legal recognition. I mean, for both Adrian and I, our position is about legal recognition of our relationship. Mm-hmm. Yet it's about having that conversation and starting the conversation. And it can be really hard. Yet if we're secure in our relationship, having a theoretical conversation first may actually limit, rather than saying, I want to move to Berlin, saying, what do you think of the idea of moving to Berlin? Mm-hmm. Having, for some people, depending on your partner, having some information prepared about what would be the logistics. You know, I look at real estate all the time for rent in Vienna and positions for both me and my partner, but he just looks at me and rolls over and goes back to sleep. You know, he just thinks I'm wasting my time, but, you know.
You never know.
No, okay, it's not going to happen. Our parents are too old now. We've got to wait for them to all die. So, you know, it's about that notion of communication, of raising the topic, of giving an airing to the topic to begin with. I think another big conversation for relationships is about open-close relationships. Mm. That conversation sits in there too, and that's a conversation at the beginning of a relationship.
And you're on Hide and Seek, your show for exploring sex, sexuality and self, with me, Avi Miller. Over there is James Findlay. Over there is Dr. Christopher Fox. And before we get back to Dr. Fox, we've had a new member. Barbara from Bundoora has joined as a family member. Thank you so much. From my neck of the woods, I'm also a Bundoora boy. Mm-hmm. So I will wave to you when I drive home tonight, Barbara. And she sent a message. We love listening. Thanks for all the laughs and information. Great radio.
Oh, thanks, Babs.
I don't know if she's a Babs.
She may be a Barbara.
She may be a Barbara.
Babs to me.
She's Babs to you. Now, Chris.
I apologize for James, Barbara.
You've had a moment to think about.
I have. Andrew's not here. I get moments to think.
Well, it's because I think I'm going to be a little bit devil's advocate. The glib comment of have a conversation is easy to say, and what a lot of people probably don't know is how to have that conversation.
And it's about how we communicate. It's not just about that conversation. Mm. It's about having the time and the space to communicate. Mm. And one of the things I often find with when I'm working with couples is that there is very little time for couple communication. People do things on the run. You know, couples say to me, you know, oh, we talk all the time while we prepare dinner. Well, I'm sorry, if we're preparing dinner, we're not listening to each other because we're distracted by doing something else.
Yeah. I mean,
multitasking doesn't exist. If we're going to multitask, all the tasks are not getting 100%. And so one of the things I always suggest to couples is doing things such as coming home from work, when the last partner gets home from work, you know, sitting down and spending 10 minutes just talking about your day. Mm. Because, of course, what that then does is create an environment for people to be able to talk about how they're feeling and what's going on.
Yeah.
Not doing things such as peeling vegetables, feeding the cat, or whatever else people do at the same time. So I think it's about...
We're not condoning not feeding your pet. You should do that too at another time.
At an appropriate time. Yeah. Well, for example, our dog has to be fed at 6 o'clock, otherwise she performs.
Yeah.
It's just easier to feed her.
You could go on the road with that. Yeah. I mean, just as long as your shows are all scheduled for 6 o'clock.
That's fine.
Our dog was the same. Bang on six. It was
bang
bizarre.
Bang on six.
And you know, it's always but complicated.
Back to the conversation. Getting off the topic here, boys.
When the time changed, like daylight savings, dog gets confused.
Yeah, a couple of days it takes her to adjust to daylight saving.
Anyway, back to me.
So it's having the time and the space, creating a space for conversations to occur. And if we don't have spaces for couples communication, for couples conversation, well, it's going to be hard to have a big conversation.
Mm. I guess that's why date nights are important.
Date night, I'm
you're cringing.
I'm
cringing
because date night scares me, because then you end up with couples who do something every night every Saturday night they'll do something, and then 5 years down the track they'll be back in my rooms going, we only ever have sex on a Saturday night.
Oh.
And I think it's not about having a date night. I think it's about having
Random date nights.
It's about having relationship time.
Mm.
The coming home from work is a daily debrief. It takes 10 minutes. It sets scenes for having conversations. And it's about being open and honest. You know, I was thinking today, you know, I'd really like to go and live in Vienna.
Yeah,
for a while.
Mm. It's beautiful.
It's gorgeous. Yeah. Fantastic.
Architecture, the music.
I don't know if I've been to Vienna.
Oh, it's gorgeous.
I've been to Salzburg.
Oh, Salzburg's
the hills
cute.
Are alive.
Indeed.
Yeah. Yes.
Hang on. Place. You did tour. I'm getting off track here, but you did tour guides, and I can never remember the name of this town. It's where the Swarovski silver crystal factory is in Austria.
It is Innsbruck.
I've been there too.
Oh, that's really gorgeous there.
I love that.
Have you been to the Swarovski Mothership store?
Yes.
In Vienna. In Vienna.
No, not in Vienna. I've been to the one at the factory in Innsbruck.
Yeah, no, the Vienna Mothership store, the new store, is absolutely spectacular.
Ooh,
but back to having relationship conversations, not our fantasies of living in Vienna. So I think it's about how do you have it. I don't think there's any easy way. I mean, most of us have had the experience of having to say, Mum, Dad, I'm gay.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Most of us, not all of us. Yeah. But, you know, that again is one of those big conversations we have in life. And there is no way to soften a conversation. Mm. And I don't think it's about softening a conversation. It's about open and honest. So saying, I've been thinking, I would like to live in Vienna. What's your take on that idea? And being prepared, because we're in a relationship, for what our partner responds.
Yeah.
If we've already decided that we're going to live in Vienna and our partner says, no, I dare say there's going to be a bit of an argument. But, you know, this is about two people negotiating what they want to do.
Well, I guess...
I'm not sure Joy can afford the cost of phoning Dr. Fox when he's moved to Vienna for...
Can't we Skype?
Yeah, we can Skype.
We could possibly do that.
Yeah, we can do that.
Dr. Christopher Fox, as always, thank you so much for your input.
Not a problem, gentlemen.
Any plans for the next month before we see you again? Anything special happening?
Nothing. Next month, no. Not really. Preparing, teaching.
Are you... we won't... possibly see you before AIDS 2014.
No, you won't see me before AIDS 2014.
Do you have much planned for that massive week?
No, only a whole heap of networking, shall we say.
Yes.
I've got people that want to have breakfast. I don't do breakfast.
Brunch?
Brunch.
I do brunch, but by brunch, I'm at work and they're at the conference. It's like, you want to meet me at breakfast time?
Yeah, well, I guess.
Breakfast meetings are a nightmare when you live in the suburbs, by the way.
Yeah, well, don't live in the suburbs.
Don't live in the suburbs. If you can't live on the red maps. Is there anything beyond the red maps?
And
what,
on
red,
that,
what are the red maps?
The red maps in the Melways, the red maps.
Oh,
two,
yeah,
map 2A to 2N or 2P or something. They're the only maps that exist, as far as I'm concerned.
Right, and on that slightly insulting note.
Sorry, people.
It's goodbye from him. And I will turn his microphone off.
Joy 94.9 is a GLB TIQ community radio station in Melbourne, Australia. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.